We've already committed ourselves. We're busy putting our deployment strategy together, training the agent. The whole day I've been busy. I just left our deployment plan, training the whole day to make sure that I have a beautiful victory tomorrow. And you want me, as you come and be talking about peace, those who are not interested in peace, let the police handle them. That's why we send our executive, the constituency, to go and sit and listen to them. We are busy putting our eye on tomorrow. Those who are not interested in the peace, they can talk from morning up to evening. They are not interested. Let the police do their work. Let the security do their work. Let the national security do their work, because this is a national security issue. And I'm happy I've seen operatives of the national security around. Let them do their work. We want peace in this country. If people don't want peace, force peace on them. That is the only thing we have to do.
The Peace Council invited you to a meeting.
Our executive went there. The constitutional executives were there.
They needed a national executive.
I said, we have been there. We went and met the police, the whole National Election Security Task Force, and they listened to us. I was there with my Deputy General Secretary. And they came with the former Interior Minister. Interestingly enough, DCOP Ofori, the man just went on retirement. Yes, he's now an MPP operative. He came with them. So if you have these high-level people representing you at the National Election Security Task Force, you are not still satisfied. Are you not people looking for trouble for Ghana? They are the people we are talking of. And I believe the media should call them out for the utterances they made yesterday, that there will be a showdown with the Ghana police. I'm just watching to see how the showdown will be. For us, the NDC, we don't have anybody to protect us. We rely on the police. We are not bringing anybody to protect us. We rely on the police during Kumehuba election. You, the media, did you see us bring anybody to protect the NDC? No, as enough, we didn't bring anybody to protect us. We rely on the police. And tomorrow we rely on the police because we believe that they can do the work. We have not added anybody to the police structure. We came in and met the structure and we believe in them. The IGP that they have issues with, they appointed him as a deputy IGP in charge of operations, election operations. That's the hypocrisy of NPP. And these are the things Ghanaians, we are not calling spade a spade and call it a long spoon. They appointed him as a deputy IGP in charge of election operations just few months to the general election. Today, he's been upgraded to IGP and you have issues with that. And he's going to handle elections. The man you appointed to take chair out of elections, today he's in charge of all elections and you have issues with that. If not MPP, where can you see a political party like that?